Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Chum is Pei Vav, and we are starting Pei Hey Amud Beis right at the beginning of the brand new Perek, and in the Vilna Torah Sadaf, it's right at the beginning of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Maisha, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we begin over here by talking about something we already learned about before, planting Truma. And as we know, that when a person plants Truma, this Gzeir Durabanan, the Gedule Truma, or Truma, whatever grows is considered Truma as well. Even though Midai Raisa, it's Chulin, Midurabanan, it's considered Truma. So Mishnah tells us as right, Truma, if a person plants Truma, Shoygeg Yufach. He planted up a Shoygeg, so he has to turn it over right away, meaning he has to replow his field so that it doesn't take root. However, Bemezid, if he did so Bemezid, Yekayim, he has to leave it there. And it's because when he plants a Bemezid, the field itself already has a name of Truma, and if he's Yufach, he turns it over, it's going to look like he's destroying Truma, which obviously one's not allowed to do. So therefore, when he planted up a Bemezid, he has to leave it. However, Vimivia Shlish, if what he planted already grew a third of its regular growth, Bein Shoygeg Bein Mezid Yekayim, whether he had planted up a Shoygeg or a Bemezid, he would have to leave it because now it already has a din of Truma. However, with Pishtun, when we're talking about planting flax, Mezid Yufach, even if he planted it Bemezid, he has to overturn it. And that's because the part of the Pishtun, the flax, that has a din of Truma is the seed, but the usable part is the stalk, and that actually has a din of Chulin and not of Truma. And therefore, even when he plants it Bemezid, we're going to have him turn it over so that he can't benefit from it. Continuing on, the Mishnah tells us, anything that grows from these Gidulei Truma is still Chayv and Leket Shecha and Peah, because Midai Raisa is considered Chulin, Vani Yisrael, Vani Kahanim Lakdin, poor Yisraelim and Kayanim are allowed to gather. Vani Yisrael Merchan Hashalhem LeKayanim. The poor Yisraelim that gathered this Lekat Shechem Peah, they sell what they gather to Kayanim Bidmei Truma for the cost of Truma, because again it's considered Truma. Vadam Shalhem, but they're allowed to keep the money. Now Peivav Amar Alav on top of the Mishnah continues. Reb Tarfon and Reb Tarfon says Ain Malakdin El Ani Kayanim. Only poor Kayanim are allowed to collect this Lekat Shechem Peah. Why? Shem Yeshchuv Yitnu Sechpien. Perhaps they're going to forget while they're collecting, and they're going to put into their mouths. They're going to eat while they're collecting, and since this has the status of Truma, an Ani who's Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. So only Anim who are Kayhanim are allowed to gather it. However, Amalei Rekiva told him, Imkain, if that's really so, lo yilkatu el tahirim. Only Tahirim should be allowed to gather it. And we're going to see in the Gemara, this means only Kayhanim who are Tahirim, because we know that Kayhanim who are Tameh are not allowed to have Truma. And since you're not going to go so far to say that, so Rabbi Kiva is arguing and saying, even Ania Kayhanim don't have to gather it, Ania Yisrael are allowed to gather as well. The Mishnah continues, Chayv is Meiser, Meiser Ani, it's Chayv and Meiser, Meiser Ani, and the Gemara is going to explain it's Chayv and Truma as well, Vani Yisrael, Vani Kayhanim, Neutlin, and poor Yisrael and poor Kayhanim are allowed to take this Meiser Ani, Vani Yisrael, Mechon Shalhem, Kayhanim, Bidmei Truma, Vanim who are Yisraelim, who took this Meiser Ani, sell to Kayhanim for the value of Truma, Vadam Shalhem, they're allowed to keep the money. Now, what about threshing all this grain that has the status of Truma? So Mishnah says, Hachayvet Meshubach. If someone threshes it by striking it with a stick and not using animals, so he's praised, because if animals thresh it, we're afraid that the animals are going to eat from it, and animals aren't allowed to eat something that has the status of Truma. However, Vahadash Ketzad Yase, let's say somebody needs to thresh it with animals, and he can't be Chayvet, he can't do it with a stick. So tell the Kfivas Bitzavari Behema, he should hang wicker baskets from the necks of the animal, and he should take that same min that the animal is threshing and put that into the basket. So if the animal is threshing barley, he should put barley into the basket. And it turns out that he's not muzzling the animal, and he's also not feeding it truma. So that's the best way to do it if he needs to use an animal. I think we're just the first part of the Mishnah. As we had differentiated between if he planted truma b'shaygig, he has to overturn all those seeds so they don't take root, whereas if he planted it b'mezid, he has to leave it. So the Gemara asks, would it make sense to say the opposite? If he planted it b'mezid, he should have to turn it over. But if he planted it b'shaygig, he could leave it. So the Gemara answers, when he planted it b'mezid, the Chacham canassed him that his whole field has to be bottled to this truma. When he planted it b'shaygig, in a way it's better for him to overturn it, because now he has the ability to use his field for regular chulin. But when he planted it b'mezid, the Chachamim say the entire field is truma, and now you have to wait for the entire thing to grow in order to be able to use your field again for chulin. Now Shmuel Bar Avudimi Bai, he asked the following question, is the fellow believed to say, I was mezid, I planted it on purpose, over here at least he would have a gain, because he doesn't have to go through and replow his whole field. So Amalei responded, meaning if everyone knew that this was truma, he's not believed. However, Vimlav, if not, if people didn't even know that what was planted here was truma, so Apesha Aser, Apesha Hetir. Literally this means, the peh that asered, that's the peh, the mouth that matters. And the same way that he's the one that's telling us in the first place that this is truma, so he's believed to say, but I planted it up in mezid, and that way he doesn't have to go through the hassle of replowing it. Now, Rabbanyan Bar Gidol Bai, he asked the following question, Zara Trumas Karshinin. What about if he planted truma of Karshinin? Now, Karshinin is really animal food, but B'shas HaTchak, a person would eat Karshinin as well. And therefore, Midrabanan, someone has to separate truma from Karshinin. So let's say he took Karshinin, which is truma, and planted it. Or Zara Trumas Chutzlaretz. He planted truma from Chutzlaretz, which is also only truma Midrabanan. Do we say that Gedule Truma is truma over there as well? So Amalei, he responded, Gzeirahi. The fact that we say that Gedule Truma are truma, that itself is a Gzeira. V'ein Gzeira, l'Gzeira. It wouldn't make one Gzeira gzeira on another gzeira, meaning we're not going to combine these two gzeiras and say that something which is truma drabbanan that's planted also has a din of gedulei truma. And we can explain the mishnah v'meviyah shlish v'chulu that if it grew a third, so then even if it was planted b'shegeg, we're not allowed to turn it over because everything here has the status of truma. So now the gemara tells us hada amra that this part of the mishnah tells us shakedusha chala alek shu mechaber, that its kedusha as truma is already chal on it, already comes onto it even while it's attached to the ground. And number two, peivav on beis on top hada amra, this also tells us if a person separated truma samaisus from produce that did not yet grow a third of its regular growth, like kitchu, so it's not kaddish, it doesn't have a status of truma meiser, because the mishnah told us that only if it grew a third, then it's allowed to be uprooted. But if it didn't yet grow a third, that means it's not yet in the stage where we could separate truma samaisus, so then it would be allowed to be uprooted. And we can explain the mishnah, and this is the proper quote, ube pishtan bemezid yufach, if he planted pishtan, even if he did so bemezid, he has to turn it over. And the gemara explains, as we had already explained in the mishnah, kansuba shalayan bekisamin, the chacham knast him that he has to turn it over, so he shouldn't benefit from the sticks or the stalks, because that's the main part of the pishtan, and that does not have a din of truma, so they can ask him over here that he does have to turn it over, even when he planted it b'mezid. And we continue v'chavis b'leket v'chulu, we say that gedulei truma are chai v'leket shechem peah, because again, midai raisa, they have the status of chulin. Rabbi Yossi has the following question. Hifish aymarin shaloi, let's say he separate his own aymarin, and they have a status of truma, v'nis chalfuloi, and then they got mixed up, meaning they got mixed up with leket. Now we know that suffik leket is leket, but the problem over here is that it's also suffik truma. So question is, afilu kein ani Yisrael v'ani Yekahanim alakdin, do we say that ani Yisrael and ani Yekahanim would be allowed to gather this because suffik leket is leket, so let them gather it? Or maybe the only reason why in the Mishnah we said that ani Yisrael are allowed to gather this is because it's only truma midrabanon and it's leket midai raisa. But in the situation that Rabbi Yossi is asking about, where we have truma midai raisa, they got mixed up with leket, so it's only leket midrabanon and truma midai raisa, maybe in this case only ani Yekahanim are allowed to gather it and not ani Yisrael. And we don't have an answer to this. And we can explain the Mishnah of Tarfanam or Vechulu. Tarfanam Mishnah had said that only ani Yekahanim are allowed to gather this leket, which is gedulei truma, because he's afraid that maybe an ani Yisrael is going to put some of it into his mouth, and he's not allowed to do that because he's Yisrael and this has the status of truma. And something Gemara tells us something similar. Tana, we have a brayso. Ishta shalam aris lechenesim ishta shal chaver. The wife of an am aris is allowed to grind wheat with the wife of a chaver, meaning a talmud chacham. Bezman shi tmeya. That's only when the wife of the am aris is tamei. Ahol bezman shi tahira. But when she's tahar, loytet chayin. She's not allowed to grind. She machzakas atzma tarimena, because she holds of herself as if she's tahar. So when the wife of the am aris herself admits that she's tamei, so she's allowed to grind wheat with the wife of a chaver, and we're not afraid that she's going to end up touching it. But when she thinks that she's tahar, she's not allowed to grind with her, because since she thinks she's tahar, but we know that amaratim are always considered tamei, so she's not allowed to grind with her. However, even when she's tamei, meaning she admits that she's tamei, she's still not allowed to grind wheat with the wife of the chaver, because maybe she's going to forget that she's tamei, and she's going to put something into her mouth, and when she touches it, she's going to be tamei everything. And we can explain the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva had responded to Reb Tarfon by saying that if you're going to be chayshesh, then an ani Yisrael is going to put some of his truma into his mouth, then you should only allow tahirim to gather, because tameim might end up eating as well. And the Gemara explains, as we explained in the Mishnah, Keni Masnisa, this is really what the Mishnah is saying, im kain, if so, lo yilkatu el kaihanim tahirim, that's proper girsa, only kaihanim that are tahir should be allowed to gather, and not even kaihanim that are tameim. And we had said in the Mishnah, chavis v'maiser v'chulu, that everything that grows from this gedulei truma is chavis v'maiser, and Keni Masnisa, this is really what the Mishnah is telling us, as we had explained in the Mishnah as well, chavis v'trumas u'maisers u'maiser ani, it's chav in truma, maiser and maiser ani, even though the word trumas isn't found in the Mishnah, we still regard as trumas. Now we have two scenarios that are similar to planting truma. A litcher, which is an amount of onions, and they had the status of maiser rishon, and they were planted, and this is talking about maiser rishon that did not have trumas maiser taken from them, by rebo eser litrin, and now they grew 10 times as much, and there's 10 litrin of onions. Hare ilchayos maiseres, they're chayiv in all the maiseres, vayiser maiser rishon shalahem shu maitzi, that's a proper gear, so we have to add in that word, their maiser rishon, which he's being maitzi, that he's taking out, mafresh all of trumas maiser, he has to separate trumas maiser for that, ve'almashanata, and he has to add another tenth for the trumas maiser that he planted, because remember, as we had said, when he planted this maiser rishon, it didn't have trumas maiser taken off of it, which means that he planted trumas maiser, so he has to separate another tenth for trumas maiser. And a similar scenario, litra b'tzalim shal maiser sheni shenata, if he took a litra b'tzalim that were maiser sheni and he planted them, v'areba eser litrin, and now they grew to a full 10 litrin, chayavus maiseres, it's chayav in all the maiseres, v'chayaz r'upayda as maiser sheni shenata, and he has to redeem, he has to be paid to the maiser sheni that he had planted. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.